T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining me now for this segment, I have Linda Overton, Assistant Nurse Manager with Riverside University Health System Public Health Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Program, and we're going to be talking about the dangers of childhood lead poisoning. So thank you very much for joining me today, Linda. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Steve, and I appreciate being here also.
So first of all, Linda, tell us a little bit about yourself and your work with the Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Program.
Thank you for asking that question. I have been a nurse for 35 years, but I've worked in public health for about 15 years, which has been really the most rewarding time of my career. It's been an opportunity to educate the public about long-term complications of preventable diseases, but working in the Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Program has by far been the most rewarding for me. I'm very passionate about the work we do, educating the community about childhood lead poisoning prevention, and case managing the children of our county who are lead poisoned.
Now, what makes you feel so passionate about this program?
Initially, it is being able to calm the worry in the parents' face when they first find out their child is lead poisoned, but also our concern is for the children. Over the years, we've seen how successful this program has been. I work with a team of professionals who genuinely care about the children we serve. There's a positive impact in the lives of our children in Riverside County. And when our team is on a home visit, they not only look for the source of lead poisoning, they also look for other resources which the family may need, such as food stamps, speech therapy, and educating the family on safety issues they may pick up in the home, just to name a few.
Now, you just briefly mentioned there that the program helps the community. Give us more details on what kinds of things the Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Program actually does in the community.
We educate the community through presentations and health fairs, and some of our target groups are Head Start programs, children's libraries, daycare providers, anywhere where we can educate children in our target age group, which is 0 to 6.
Okay, now let's back up a little bit. Tell us what exactly is lead and where is it found in the environment?
Lead is a gray metal, which is toxic if absorbed in the body. And there is no known safe level of lead in the body. Lead is poison. Lead can be found in paint, dirt, dust, some imported or handmade ceramic items, fishing sinkers, ammunition and bullets, some jewelry, brass keys, some food, and spices, just to name a few.
I know many years ago, lead paint used to be a problem of lead poisoning, but the lead paint has pretty much been outlawed. What other sources in the environment are available to get lead poisoning?
And actually, a lot of that is imported spices, imported ceramic items. And actually, we do find a lot in the paint when we go on home visits. It is homes that are built before 1978 with lead-based paint that we really need to watch for.
Okay, great. How would a parent know if a child does indeed have lead poisoning?
The only way that a parent is going to know is through a blood lead test. So they need to talk to their doctor, especially if the child is under 6 years old. They're routinely tested at 1 and 2 years of age, and their doctor will let them know if they are lead poisoned.
And how do children get lead poisoning?
They can breathe in lead in the air, for example, on a windy day when the wind is blowing. Some of our soil has lead in it. They can eat or chew items that contain lead, such as old chipping or peeling paint. They can put their hands in their mouth after touching items that are contaminated with lead. There are many sources of lead. Even just touching a ceramic item and then putting their hands in their mouth, they can become lead poisoned.
Okay, what are some of the effects and symptoms of lead poisoning?
Lead poisoning has a harmful effect on the brain, especially for children less than 6 years of age. It can cause learning and behavioral problems, and it can also be shown to lower IQ points.
Now, are there actually any symptoms that parents can be aware of?
A lot of the symptoms are symptoms we see every day, such as flu symptoms, muscle aches, joint pains, It's just symptoms that you might go to the doctor with, and they might think that you have maybe the flu or a virus or something. A lot of times they have abdominal pain, and the doctor will need to do the blood lead test. And if it is abdominal pain and the lead is in the blood, it can also go to the bones. So we need to really be careful and test these kids at 12 and 24 months.
Now, do doctors routinely test for lead poisoning?
It is a state law that doctors test at 12 and 24 months if they are in a state-funded program.
Well, great. That's always good to know. Now, how can a lead poisoning be prevented?
Well, we need to avoid the sources of lead exposure. So staying away from the sources of lead. We can eat regular healthy meals and snacks to help reduce lead absorption. It's important to eat foods that are high in calcium, such as milk, cheese, and yogurt. High in iron, such as meat, beans, and dried cereal. And foods high in vitamin C, such as oranges, grapefruit, and tomato juice. So foods high in iron, calcium, and vitamin C are what we recommend. We also recommend frequent hand washing, especially before and after meals, and we want to make sure that parents are washing their toys and pacifiers.
Now, lead poisoning also causes a deficiency in certain minerals or certain nutrients in the body. What are those?
Lead poisoning can cause a deficiency in the iron. So if a child has a low iron level, then we also need to make sure that the doctor is testing for lead.
Great. Now, what are some of the misconceptions about lead?
Oh, the biggest question we're asked is there still a lead problem? Or, I didn't realize there was still a lead problem. And this happens frequently when we're out in the field educating the community and even in my own personal life. When I tell people what kind of work I do, they're under the assumption that there is no longer a lead problem.
How does your program help children and families in Riverside County? Like, once they call you, what happens next? What action do you take?
We are notified in several ways that a child has a high blood lead level. It can be from the doctor, from the lab, or from the state. We routinely receive reports from the state with every child that's been tested in our county. And then depending on what the blood level is, it will determine what our course of action is. So if it's a lower blood lead level, we will call the parent and provide education over the phone and then mail the family some educational brochures on lead poisoning. If it is a higher level that meets state case criteria, we will open the case, call the doctor and family, and schedule a home visit. The home visit includes a nurse, a health service assistant, and an environmental specialist. And we're like little investigators in the home, and our main goal is to find out what the source of lead poisoning is. The nurse will interview the family, she'll provide education to the parents on lead poisoning, and she will provide steps to take to reduce or eliminate the lead from the child's body. And then the health service assistant will test non-housing items such as toys the kid plays with, plates the kid eats off of, kitchen utensils, antiques, and other items with a lead check swab. And then the environmental professional will check the water, paint, and soil and give the family the preliminary results. And, of course, the sample will be submitted to the state for confirmation.
And people don't often realize that you can still get lead poisoning from old water pipes in old homes. Is that still correct?
That is still correct, although Riverside County doesn't have a huge problem in that. Actually, I've only had one case, and the water department worked really hard to resolve that issue.
Okay, now once someone is diagnosed or comes back with a positive test for a lead, is that a mandatory reporting to the state?
Oh, every single lead test that is done is reported to the state of California. And then the state of California reports every single test to us.
Okay, great. Now, where can people learn more information about your program and how should they contact you if the need be?
They can check our website, rivcoclpp.org. And actually, I just look up Riverside County Lead Poisoning. It's much easier. Or they can call us at 1-800-346-6520. We also have a Twitter at RIVCODOC. And they can look up RUHS Public Health.
Okay, give us that phone number once again.
It's 1-800-346-6520.
And as we start to wrap things up here, if there's one important point you could make about the importance of childhood lead poisoning and the lead poisoning prevention program, what would that be?
The one important thing I can tell you is that it's very important to have your kids tested at 12 and 24 months. it can cause so much damage to the brain that it is important that we are on it and eliminate this source as soon as we can. Lead is a poison, and we want the community to know that.
Okay, Linda Overton, Assistant Nurse Manager with Riverside University Health System, Public Health's Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Program, and we've been talking about the dangers of childhood lead poisoning. So thanks once again for joining me today, Linda. Some great information.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.